This is KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Border War Podcast here on the Kansas City Sports Network. We are presented by M-Prize Bank. My name is Jared Sutton. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Jeff Hawkins. And before Jeff and I break down Mizzou basketball here as we get started with the podcast, we do want to lift up our thoughts and prayers and condolences, too, to the families that were involved and impacted at the Chiefs Super Bowl parade a few days back here in Kansas City. It's been a tough time around the city, a lot to be made of what took place, but a somber time in Kansas City, just thinking of those that were impacted. And we do want to wish our thoughts and prayers and thank the first responders as well that acted so swiftly a few days back. Jeff, welcome in. I know we talk about something positive here to take away from things that are going on. Talk about some college basketball here coming up here from Mizzou.
Yeah, hopefully this has shed a little bit of light again. And I want to echo what you did as well, too. You know, my heart goes out to those family members, the community, loved ones, friends, family members that were affected by this horrific tragedy. And my thoughts and prayers will stay with you guys for the remainder of my life. I will never forget this moment. And I will continue to think about you guys for the rest of my life. So I hope you guys continue to heal throughout this process. Talking about some college basketball right now, no better time to be talking college basketball in the thick of conference play, leading up to conference championship play into the NCAA tournament. So this is a really good time, getting close to that March Madness. Everybody loves that word. So this is it's a good time for basketball right now. As you know, I feel like I say this every week, because each week that we get closer to March Madness, things start to ramp up. Coaches right now are really trying to figure out. Most of them have their adjustments set right now with their lineup. So it's up to these coaches right now to see if they can be wizards and draw up these amazing plays out of timeouts and, you know, make the right adjustments that they need to. So this is a fun time, because this is where coaches really start to get tricky and what players so-called say get into their bag. So this is a fun time to just be involved with college basketball.
No question. It's February 15th. It feels like, it won't be long. We'll be talking about March Madness and especially the conference tournament. We're going to talk about a little bit with Mizzou, because right now, kind of a dark time for Mizzou basketball. They're 0-11 in conference play. They've lost 11 straight. And looking, it's that first conference win watch right now for Mizzou fans. And, we talked to Jeff a couple weeks ago, and even, dating back to when this losing streak started. And I said that, there's going to be a time here where they're in games, they're fighting, they're competing, they're close, they've lost game in overtime. And I felt like they could go either direction. They could get over the hump, they could start winning some games, or go the opposite direction, and you could start to see them, maybe get thumped a little bit. And unfortunately, that's what's happening. They've had a couple pretty bad losses. They've been beat pretty good. They did come back against Arkansas to make it somewhat of a respectable final score, but really weren't in that game. The winnable game that was on their schedule was going to Vanderbilt. They lost by 7 at Vandy. Didn't really feel like they were in that game for much of the game. And then Texas A&M at home and Mississippi State at home, they got thumped pretty good. Lost by 19 to Texas A&M and then lost by 24 to Mississippi State. I want to start first by really giving a shout-out to the fans, because when I watched Mizzou play, clearly the record is not good, and the fans are showing up. The students are showing up. They're loud. They're invested in their team. They're positive. Yeah. I had a text from a couple buddies that live in Columbia that go to a lot of games, and the talk around Columbia, it's been somewhat of a surprise, and it's also been kind of a rallying thing where a lot of the fans are still behind the team. They know it's not a good year. And I know a lot can be made of what you see on social media and what you read and those type of things, but I've been just really impressed with the fans, continue to show their support at home games. Mizzou had the gold, they've had the tiger stripe games, they've had the whiteout games, you know, they're trying to make it as engaging as possible for fans, and the fans are showing up. So I give the fans a ton of credit. That matters. It means a lot. You know, it's your program too. And so the fact that you are showing up, the players see it, the coaches see it, the administration sees it, it always sets a great vibe. And most importantly, the recruits see it. Yep. The players that are committed to your program in the future, they see that as well. So it's a very important period. I do want to touch on something Coach Gates said today at his media availability. Might have been yesterday at his media availability. I think it's something that Coach Gates has definitely, I think, in probably what he's telling his team, and ultimately the message he wants to get across is this team's not going to go down quitting. They're going to keep battling through. They still believe in themselves, which I think is a great message. They still believe deep down. That's tough to say and tough to do. But they look at it as there's an SEC tournament ahead. Yeah. They want to get better. And I respect that. If they're going to practice every day, lacing them up, competing, wanting to get better, that's number one for me. Is not quitting on the season, continuing to play every game. I know it's hard. I've said this to you, Jeff. I know you haven't been in this situation as a player. I haven't either, thankfully. So I really empathize with where they're at. But to me, I think that's a great message from the coaches to players. He said it publicly, but I know he's obviously saying that to his team of he's not going to let them quit. Yeah. And I think that's something to really hold on to during this time for Mizzou.
Yeah. I mean, it's at the end of the day, the wins and losses, these coaches get judged on, you know, they're winning and they're losing. But I think it's still a true coach knows if they put all their eggs in the basket on winning and they, you know, don't leave any for development. And I think and they don't leave any for development. I think they're eventually when that talent runs out and, you know, what you got coming in, they're not developed. That's going to get you out real quick. And I think it's good to know that, you know, Coach Gates really believes into that development. He's not going to let his guys quit. That's the kind of the same mindset I would have is no matter what our season is, what our record is, we still have a chance to get better. We still have a chance to be better tomorrow than we were today. And if we can continue to do that, things are going to change. And I think, again, that is cool. That is cool about the fans. Because normally, you know, you've seen some situations where a team starts losing, the fans start to drop. For these fans and the students to still stay beside these players, I think that right there also should give, you know, players, you know, a little bit more juice, give everybody that's involved with that program a little bit more juice to give a little bit more. Because, again, you know, those players know they're out there to bust their butts, give it their all. But, you know, those fans that, you know, show up, that camp out, that, you know, spread the word about them, you know, come support them. Those are the ones that truly matter. And the fact that, you know, you guys have good support with the fans and Coach Gates is on board with, you know, development. Guys are going to get better. Wins and losses, you know, they kind of work themselves out, but guys getting better each and every day, that's always a challenge. And I think if he continues to focus on that, guys are going to get better. And you're going to see some of those close games to where they can get a win. And like you said, SEC, they're still playing for something. Their season's not over. And I think Coach Gates is really trying to pound that into those guys' heads to where they can really adapt and believe into that they still have something to play for. They can still shock the world. And if they keep that in the back of their mind when they're working, when it gets tough, you'll start to see some little things get better.
No question. I think you bring up great points of just, you know, kind of weathering the storm and trying to find, you know, some level of consistency game to game and trying to take like practice to game, right? Like you want to get better. So I think it's an everyday commitment, right? You got to win the day kind of thing. Like yeah. You can't look too far ahead of, all right, let's have a great practice. Like let's work on, let's what we did in film, you know, what we've done in team meetings, what we've done in individual or, you know, when you break out into positions or guards for those type of things. Once we come together, let's have a great practice. Like it starts there and then building on that practice, right? Have a second great practice, have the energy be high. And then hopefully you can take that to a game because I feel like, and it's still the same conversation we've had, Jeff, about Mizzou is Like, they'll put a 10-minute stretch together. It looks really good. You know, they'll have a half where they look solid. Like, they look like, hey, this is a team that should be in this game and maybe have a chance. And then, boom, it's a 10-minute stretch where they just go away from everything. They're stagnant. They can't get a stop. They can't stop the ball. They can't protect the rim. They can't rebound. They can't make a shot. And it just is a snowball effect on top of each other. And that's kind of been the theme to the season. But again, there are some positives to take away there. Obviously, there's no excuse right now with the losses. There have been injuries that have been a part of this. Trent Pierce hasn't been available. I'd love to see Trent Pierce. I'm a very big fan of Trent Pierce, freshman wing, who's, you know, been kind of battling with illness, and he's had some injuries. And, you know, John Taji's done for the year. You know, he's been a guy that the staff was so excited about. That's kind of been something that has always kind of been in the back of my mind of what the team could be maybe at full strength. Obviously, Caleb Grill, you know, has been banged up all year. I hope for his sake he can maybe play some of these last games. I know he's telling us it is day to day, so we'll see if Caleb Grill gets back in the mix. But they've gone through a lot. There's no other way to say it. It's been a tough year, and it has not gone according to plan. It doesn't take away from what Dennis Gates did in year one and the improvements that we saw from Kobe Brown, the development, Demoy Hodge changing levels and become the player he is. The system, the philosophical approach Gates has, modern day thinking, the analytics behind that. There's a lot of positives. It's just been a year of things that just didn't go the way they thought that it would go. But I think at the end of the day too, like I see guys like a Noah Carter, or Nick Honor, or Sean East even. I know Sean's not been able to play last couple games. Like, those guys are kind of towards the end of their college careers, and you want guys to go out on a positive note. You know, that might not be the NCAA tournament. That you know, it just you hope they can have some level of something they can take from their last year of college basketball. I think kind of the human element for me kind of takes over sometimes in these moments.
No, you definitely want to. You know, those are guys that, you know, they've shown that they've cared. You know, they've shown that they've cared more than others about themselves when they're out there on that court. They've represented the school with high class. You know, you always want to you want your guys to go out on a positive note, and especially with the success that they had last year. And you know, they're like you mentioned it, win the day. You know, you got to look at what you have left. You know, don't worry about what's gone. Worry about what you have left, and just dig. And you know, I think with Nick and again, you mentioned Sean being hurt. You know, they're going to be excited to get him back when he gets rolling. But some guys are still having to step up. And again, who knows what Caleb Grill's his status is going to be at, to where you can get some guys and have some different looks and make the scouting report look a little bit different. And who knows what can transpire from there. But right now, the Tigers are fighting right now. And, you know, they got to continue to fight while, you know, focusing on getting better. You know, they got some really big games coming up to where there's some games that are winnable. There's some games to where, you know, they can definitely upset someone. So there's a lot to me that I see when you look at what they have moving forward these last seven games in conference. And closing out the season, how they can get better and how they can sneak up on somebody. Because when you get to the SEC tournament and you get to tournament play, conference tournament play, anything can happen. And right now, what they want to do is stay locked in and make sure they're continuing to get better. And it sounds like that's what Coach Gates' mindset is like, let's get better to where we're positioning ourselves to we can do a little bit damage and be a team that nobody wants to play when we get to that SEC tournament. And you already know if you win that, what happens. So there's a lot to still play for and a lot to still look forward to. And you just hope these guys lock in and rally around their coach on that.
We'll take a quick break, but before we do, we wanted to tell you about Home Field Apparel. Home Field is committed to creating incredibly comfortable, officially licensed apparel with vintage college designs. Home Field has a growing collection of over 150 plus colleges to choose from, including your favorite team's unique logos, mascots, and iconic moments to create thoughtfully designed apparel. Shop your team's latest apparel. Head to homefieldapparel.com. Use the promo code KCSN23 for 15% off your first order.
We appreciate you supporting KC Sports Network by listening to our podcast. You have helped us become the highest-ranked Chiefs podcast network in 2022 and 2023. And don't forget about our daily Substack newsletter, the best written analysis you can find on the Chiefs straight to your inbox every day. KCSN.substack.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to the Border War Podcast here on the Kansas City Sports Network. We are presented by Emprise Bank. I'm Jared Sutton, joined by Jeff Hawkins, and Jeff, we're talking about Mizzou hoops, trying to get off the schneid here and getting a conference win. And, you know, there's games obviously coming up that are tough games. There's games where they might be able to steal, you know, an upset. I don't know what it is with, even if they don't win a game in league, let's say they don't win a league game. That's not going to bother me. What really is the goal for me with this team this year is developing the young guys, developing those young players, letting them learn from the older guys. Tamar Bates has been great. Love to see his confidence continue to play, you know, continue to play well. Aiden Shaw, Anthony Robinson, Jordan Butler, Trent Pierce, those guys. It is a critical time that I think we'll look back on, right? I think, yes, there's adversity. It's been a bad year, on and on. They haven't won a conference game. They're on 11-game losing streak, yada, yada. But the reality is these are young guys that have some upside. Now there are some of them are raw. Some of them need, you know, an off season. Obviously that's when players are really made, but I do believe in game experience and going through, even if they struggle, even if there's, you know, mental mistakes or physical mistakes. Yeah. I think this is a critical time to get something out of the season. I know Coach Gase is probably looking at it that way as well. While understanding he's got some older players that have earned the right to play and all those things, it's a tough thing for a coach to manage. But I do think it's a very important piece of the rest of the season for Mizzou.
Yeah. Especially, you know, like you said, you know, you want those guys to finish out, and we did talk about that. And it is. It's a tough situation for those coaches to have to manage these situations to, you know, when a season is kind of where it is right now is – you know, do you continue to ride with what you've been riding with, or do you kind of look at, you know, the developing, making sure some of these guys are getting these reps and they're able to go in and play a little bit more minutes to where they can have these turnovers to build confidence to say, hey, I made this mistake. I can think next play. Or, you know, to where, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, they're on a thin line, you know, when they get in the game to where they're afraid to make a mistake. You know, you just want these guys to be able to have that confidence to where they're not afraid to make a mistake. And you know that if they do make a mistake, they're going to go back on the other end and they're going to give you 10 times more effort. So these are opportunities right now with these young guys that, you know, you definitely want to, you want to get reps and you want to get them confidence, because I think the last thing you want to do is sit back and be like, man, I wish I would have played them a little bit more last year when, you know, it's your time to, it's their time to get thrown into the fire and they're just not ready because they haven't had the proper reps. So I think this is a really unique time right now to where a lot of these young guys, you know, this is a chance to, hey, throw them out there. I mean, let's see. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? It's you know, that type of attitude, not we're throwing in the towel, but it's like, hey, let's throw this out. Let's throw this out. Let's try this out. And it's all with development purposes. But again, you still want to hold in the mind too. Like you say, you want to honor those seniors and honor the team and let them know that, hey, we still have it. Like, don't give up. Like, right. We're still trying to move forward. But still, you still want to make sure that, you know, you're getting some of those young guys a chance to get some confidence, because at the end of the day, those young guys are going to carry the team and carry the program forward. And you want to make sure that, you know, you're preparing them as well too. And I think The guys know that as well too. At the end of the day, you know, once they leave, the program's going to continue to run. So, you know, the coaches have to, you know, find that thin line to where it can, you know, work out perfect.
Yeah. I think too, when you look at, you know, like coaches thinking about, all right, what's my lineup going to look like tonight? And obviously Coach Gates is philosophically he's going to play a lot of guys. You know, he's the other night against Mississippi State, I think he had 5-6 guys off the bench play 10 plus minutes. So there are minutes to be earned. I do think there's something to a young player earning minutes.
Yeah,
for sure. Like I understand that part of it. Look, if a guy's going in and may have breakdowns and then there's the sub out and the teaching part of it that I think is very valuable. You know, you just don't want to have guys out there that are just, you know, not playing to the standard, not playing with things that are coachable things. Yeah. Yeah. Cause your minutes are earned. Like that's still the message.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think some of this comes back to confidence too. With some of these young guys, like, yeah, they're going in games and they want to see something, you know, that you want them to feel some positivity, and then maybe they continue to build that and build the offseason. So, difficult task, but you know, something that I think is really important for this group, especially when you look down the road of the recruiting class coming in. It's a very talented recruiting class that Mizzou fans should be very excited about. The program, you know, the coaches are excited about it. They got some real guys coming in that can make an impact, but they're going to be freshmen too. So you're going to want to have some tie over, and every team's going to look at the portal. We always know that. That's today's modern day college math. Right? The development piece isn't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Player development is a huge part of basketball. It's a huge part of football, of sports in general. Yes. And game experience matters, and these practice trips matters as well. You look at the schedule here for Mizzou. They go to Ole Miss on Saturday. Mizzou has had a week off. That's good. Hopefully they're healthy and have a full roster.
Clean some things up.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes a week can get
Hey, coaches love that, man. When they're playing all these games, and then players don't like it, but the coaches,
they
love it. And the way Gates likes to develop, I know he's loving it. Like, man, we get to make some adjustments. We can do this. We got some time now, because it's not play, game, or practice, game. Now they got a little bit of stretch to where they can tweak a little bit of things to get ready for this last stretch. Sorry to cut you off, man.
No, not at all. Not at all. That's a great point. I was saying, like, it's true. Like, it's like practice time around Christmas or something, around, you know, the finals week that I dreaded every single year. Like, oh man, when is the next game? Can't get here now. But Mizzou goes to Ole Miss, then they'll face Tennessee at home. Obviously Tennessee, one of the best teams in the SEC, one of the best teams in the country. The winnable games that Mizzou fans will circle is if they could go to Fayetteville and pull an upset. Obviously, that's a very tough place to play. But, you know, Mizzou's actually played well in hostile environments. They played well at Kansas. They played well at Kentucky. So I don't know if that necessarily the road piece of it. I look at is they got to go to LSU too, and that might be a winnable game for them as well. LSU is in the bottom four. Arkansas is in the bottom four with Mizzou and Vanderbilt, and the top of the SEC: Alabama, South Carolina, Auburn, Tennessee. The league's pretty solid at the top, but then the bottom gets a little murky. So we'll have all of the breakdowns for Mizzou here in the next coming weeks. Hopefully Mizzou can get a win just for morale, honestly, you know, if they can get off the schneid. But Jeff, always great catching up and talking ball with you, man. We'll be talking to you next week.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.